USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Back to a Category 2 storm. Hurricane Sally is coming ashore near the Alabama-Florida state line. With 105-mile-an-hour winds, Orange Beach, Alabama City Administrator Ken Grimes says they're getting a lot of emergency calls from people who failed to evacuate, but most responses will have to wait until the worst of the storm is over.
You're talking 3 to 4 feet of water. You cannot see where the roads are. A lot of the mailboxes are gone on the streets.
The storm's expected to linger over the region through today and perhaps into tomorrow and could bring between 20 and 30 inches of rain to some locations. Wildfires continuing out west. One of them in Los Angeles County is now burning within 500 feet of the historic Mount Wilson Observatory in the San Gabriel Mountains just north of Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
President Trump predicting great things ahead in the Middle East as he hosted a White House signing ceremony yesterday for new accords that normalize relations between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
The mayor of Louisville, Kentucky, laying out some of the policy changes coming after the shooting in March of Breonna Taylor during a no-knock raid. Mayor Greg Fisher says those changes include requiring a commanding officer to approve and review all search warrants that are requested. Smoke from the western wildfires have been choking folks in the west now for weeks, but now that smoke has reached the east coast. Meteorologists say clouds over places like Virginia and Maryland are actually wildfire smoke that had traveled thousands of miles from those western fires. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
New Mexico dealing with a bit of a mystery in the sky. Hundreds of thousands of birds have been found dead across the state and in parts of Colorado and Texas as well. Some experts say the wildfires on the West Coast may be to blame, forcing the birds to migrate early. Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan are exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. Miami Marlins owner Derek Jeter might be giving Tom Brady an eviction notice. Jeter rented his home to the new Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback back in April, but now Jeter has put that nearly 22,000-square-foot home on the market for $29 million. The walled estate on 1.25 acres has 7 bedrooms, 8 full bathrooms, and 8 half-baths. It's believed to be the largest residence in South Tampa. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And again, that's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.